come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It just doesn't get any better than this, you know?
Why, my little party's just beginning.
What are you people, on dope? This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're here.
Good morning. Happy hump.
I got a bad button on you there, Nick.
Hold
there
on,
it is.
It's going to get there. Happy hump day.
Yeah, we're
JP,
on.
Coriel, Husker, Nick, Rob Kelly sitting in for JP for one more day this week as we're all going to be off on Friday.
Because then it's Christmas!
Christmas!
Oh, I'm excited, man. This is the first year I've been like uber over the top excited for Christmas in a long time.
Actually, same. And I think...
What's your reasoning?
I think Christmas, no matter what, brings you some good feelies in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is your first Christmas kind of normalized in a relationship, too, isn't
ooh,
it?
Ooh, like living together.
Yeah.
Well, like living together.
Cohabitating.
Yeah. Cohabitating.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And I don't so mean that
more,
as like
I'm saying a little more normal.
Innuendo.
You're not single chicken in the apartment this year, so you got something
her
going
hand
on.
Is shaking now. Stop it, Rob. You're making look, her hand
like
is
it,
like.
I like it either way, but honestly, I love to spend it with old Jackson, and his parents are pretty cool.
Nice.
So don't mind it. Yes,
yeah,
it's
cool.
Weird because this year I'm not getting to see my family, which is a super bummer with the pandemic and everything. And I can't say too much, but. My son's mom and I and my daughter's mom and I, Jess and I, we spent the year scrounging together to make sure we could have a really cool Christmas for the kids. And I'm really excited.
Yay.
Like there's some cool stuff, I'm sure coming down the chimney. So should be pretty neat.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it.
Old Santa.
Can I tell you guys?
There's some great things that need to be delivered.
I was so excited for this first segment to tell you guys something that I saw this morning.
Okay.
So I'm driving into work, and I live on the south side of town, and one of the routes that I take is I go down 27th Street to Highway 2. There's those railroad tracks right there, you know?
Right.
And people are all bent out of shape about the trains going
that
over
this
them now.
Morning.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story for a different time. But as I'm pulling up to the railroad tracks, to the right, it looks like a Christmas tree with legs standing. I mean, like, legit. Imagine
what?
A Christmas tree and then two legs sticking out of it. And I thought, like, that's the weirdest ghillie suit I've ever seen. Why would I see a ghillie suit standing on the side of the road?
It's like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, 5 a.m. It was 5 a.m. on the dot. And some dude must have cut down a pine tree to take home. To be his Christmas tree. And he was like 5 a.m. trying to run it home. He like got to the road, and as I pulled up, he kneeled down. So it was just like a Christmas tree.
It's like kind of a cartoon.
Yes. I was like, I started laughing.
Somebody's going to wake up at like here in about an hour.
Missing a tree in their yard.
Missing a tree in their yard.
Yeah. They just have a stump.
He completely cut this out of a tree out of this neighborhood over here. Someone's yard. And like, it was funny because I pull up to the light and this Jeep Wrangler pulls up next to me and I look at the guy and he's just laughing and I was like, I saw it too.
Oh my God.
I have no idea
so
what we just saw. Yeah. But it was like straight out of a cartoon. Like the guy totally, as the cars pulled up, he backed up to the grass and nailed down.
You know what?
So it was like a random tree just now all of a sudden there.
Smart.
It was awesome.
Smart.
And then as we drove by, he like picked it up and started running across the street.
Just dumb enough that it's smart.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Whoever that was, I hope you're listening. I thought it was glorious. I feel bad for whoever's yard you took that out of.
Yeah.
But it was freaking hilarious.
Well, I guess you really wanted that one specifically.
He got up at like 4 a.m. and snuck over to someone's yard.
Cut the
tree out and then carried it back to his house.
I'm really hoping it's like an extended family member and they don't get along.
I desperately want them to have a Ring doorbell in this yard.
Oh.
So like the video surfaces today.
Yeah, this ought to
that's
come
what
out
I'm hoping happens.
The police blotter today with
if
the
anybody,
if
anybody sees this somehow on social media, you have to tag us because we want to follow up.
Yeah, we want to know all about it.
Guess what happens next?
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We got a winter storm warning going on for this afternoon. Do you know that?
Oh, for it here?
Just, yeah, it just got issued like about a half hour ago.
Rain and then snow on the way,
y'all. I saw it was up north, but yeah.
So like 45 degrees right now. If you get outside, you think, oh, this ain't going to be a bad day. Uh-uh. Oh. It is going to you know where in the, by 4 o'clock this afternoon. So keep it here to Kix 96.9 all day. We'll keep you posted.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
Kix 96.9.
All right.
Welcome back into JP, Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show. Rob Kelly sitting in. By the way, shout out to Luke McNaughton, who's doing God's work right now.
What's he doing?
He is driving a beer truck out to Plattsmith. And he called in to ask for that last song.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Run down by Wahoo. There's a place a couple miles south of town there in a big pole barn. You can just back the truck right up there.
Logan's good people, man.
Yeah.
They can swing a softball bat, I'll tell you that.
Thanks, Logan. Hopefully that put a little pep in your step.
By the way, speaking of putting pep in your step, could you imagine winning three brand new cars on Price is Right?
Well, I would love that considering my car was just totaled like a month and a half
ago. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I would take... any car right now.
This family on Price is Right just a couple days ago won three brand new cars. It was the...
All at once?
Yeah. So, like, the cars are, like, their big prize, right? That they always have on there.
Right.
And this family just happened to, as they were walking their way through the... to get to the end and win the whole show, they end up with their prizes at the end winning three cars. Over $90,000 is what these cars check in at.
That is insane.
Which sounds awesome. But one time I won a free trip to Hawaii from Bud Light. I won this like football skills contest. It was like field goal kicking. You had to do it all with a beer in your hand.
Oh, cool.
Which, come on, guys.
Well, of course you
like,
excel.
Good Lord, of course. Like all these other people from these other states are like trying to throw a football holding a beer in their hand. I'm like, throw it back. I'll catch it and take a swig. This is Nebraska.
Talk about a game pandering to Husker Nick.
Right. Like this is, we had to play Madden was part of it, all this stuff. And I got the highest score in the country. So I got a free trip to Hawaii and I went to the Pro Bowl. And it was awesome. I got to go sit and hobnob with all these players.
Is that why you have that picture behind your head up on the wall with the hula girl?
But I end up, it's like a $15,000 trip. Okay. And I did not realize you had to pay taxes on that.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God. At the end of the year, it was like, oh, no.
What?
Come on. Really?
See, I always forget about that, though, because that makes me not want to win anything. Because I'm like, I'm sorry, I signed up for a cool free trip, not to spend all this extra money.
Right, not to all of a sudden owe like $7,000 at the end of the year.
Like that HGTV dream home. If you win that home, you'd have to turn around right away and mortgage it for the taxes.
Yep.
Because you're gonna win like a $2 million home. Well, you're going to get taxed on that. And I think something like... I don't know, 10%?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Is that the show with all the memes where it says like the crazy job titles and the people are like 25? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Dream Home?
Well, there's a maybe not a Dream Home, but there's a show where it's people looking for like a dream home or whatever.
Oh.
And they say, here's our budget. And they're always like 25.
House Hunters. Yeah. They're like 25. Our budget's $750,000.
She's like, ideal ceramics. Yeah. And he's like, I'm a stay at home dad.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new meme going around where it's like, and what's your budget? And they're both like $600 stimulus checks.
Yeah, exactly. perfectly right.
That's right, though. I actually looked up. There are some horror stories of people winning, like, the lottery, let's say.
Right.
Yes.
Of people, like, basically cozying up to them to get their money. Family members, like, offing other family members to get their money.
If I ever won the lottery, I would be like Kaiser Soze. You guys would be like, poof. And then he was gone. Like, you guys would never... I might send you a card, but when I did, I would make sure it was from a different state than the one I was living in, just to say hi, and I miss you guys, that'll be it.
See me on social media, like that'd be about it.
Right, and I love you guys, and it'll be nothing but I'm just trying to keep myself from getting murdered. And it's not from you guys, it's from other peripheral people.
You know what?
Like 100%.
That's a smart plan.
I would buy, because I'd be rich enough, I would buy a place in a state that I didn't live in and invite you guys to come see me there. And then I would leave and sell it to someone else afterwards. Just so you guys thought I lived there.
Honestly,
and then I would be back.
It sounds kind of lonely, but how lonely can you be sleeping on a bed of stacks?
Here's the deal.
Hundreds.
I never saw Scrooge McDuck frowning when he was diving into his gigantic thing of gold coins, all right?
next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
I don't know about money, but we do have the nitty coming up, don't we?
We do have the nitty. We'll be talking about, we'll address Thomas Rhett, 12 Days of Pranksmas, other things. So we'll get to that shortly and some good things.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
The 12 Days of Pranksmas in the Luke Bryan and Caroline household are well underway. Thomas Rhett finds a silver lining in a very crazy year. And Dan and Shay does something absolutely amazing for three Nashville families.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Caroline, Luke Bryan's wife, posted a montage of videos for day 10 of her and Luke's 12 Days of Pranksmas. The caption says, "Payback. Can't say I didn't deserve it." The video is a montage of a scare blitz. Luke and people scaring Caroline around the house, jumping out around corners, popping up, scaring her, surprising her all over the home.
I always wish I was just not busy enough to be able to come up with all this stuff.
Well, I mean, I guess they're not really
doing anything.
Touring and stuff. Yeah, so it makes
when
sense.
You're rich, but they do these you don't things have to regardless. Work, it's nice.
Yeah.
That would be all right.
It's like all these celebrities dress up for like these amazing costumes for Halloween and everything. It's like, okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, celebrities, they're just like us.
Right. Yeah. It's just like
us. They love it. She relentlessly pranks Luke and other family members, so does a really good job. So yeah, she kind of did deserve it. Check it out on our Instagram story, KZKX969. Thomas Rhett has found a silver lining for this crazy year. He says, quote, 2020 has definitely been hard in many ways, especially for a lot of different families who have either lost work or people that have been on the front lines working in hospitals. For us, I think 2020 has had several silver linings. And for me, I think it was going at such a rapid pace that 2020 definitely forced me to slow down. He says he wants to take that mindset into 2021 and essentially learn that he doesn't have to always be hitting the ground running. And Luke Combs even said this halfway through the pandemic, but yet Luke Combs is unstoppable. I don't know. That man has sold his soul to the devil, but Thomas Rhett also agrees for sure. He's also taking a break from social media after backlash from posting those pictures and on a vacation to Cabo. So I don't know. I think it's a nice little learning experience.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So the country music duo Dan and Shay teamed up with Safe Haven Family Shelter in Nashville and Ashley Home Store to provide three families experiencing homelessness with fully furnished starter homes. And since the pair is collaborating with Ashley Home Store, that means obviously the home is fully furnished, but that also means down to the holiday decorations too.
Wow.
So they get a fully furnished home and they are having a better lease on life in a way, and they get the holiday decorations too. So it's just extra festive. And of course they were in the homes popping up and surprising the families that they were awarding these beautiful projects, and they said it's definitely a life-changing lesson and a big blessing for these people.
Wow.
Yeah. With the nitty-gritty from Music City, I'm Coriel with Kicks
96.9. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we've got some good vibes.
Good things.
Got some good things coming.
Holiday vibes.
I can't wait to tell you about the one I'm picked out. It's awesome.
And finally, something good out of Facebook I want to tell you about, too.
Wow.
So that's a pretty cool little thing.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it, right? Luke Combs, Love It On You, JP Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show.
Don't give me wrong. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
In the morning. On Kicks 96.9.
Oh, where it is? Where is it?
Good things.
There it is.
We're doing it. We're rocking and rolling. Good morning. It's Coriel with JP Coriel Husker Nick Mornings. Robin for JP. We got some good things for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you find the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings, it's this video of a little girl who has the best relationship with their mailman. Every day he comes around to deliver the mail, she's chilling in the window, like propped up on the couch. She's super excited, almost like a dog, like wiggling her butt when he's walking up, like, yeah, here it comes. And they have a brief dance party between the glass every time. And he does like these little side steps and wiggles his knees, and she's just like bouncing up and down. It's the coolest thing. It's so stinking cute. So if you need a brief smile today,
yeah,
it's on the Kix Morning Show page. Very simple, good thing.
Very
nice.
Cool.
Locally, Nick, you said we're going to be excited for yours.
Locally, one of our mailmen, Matt Tuxhorn, he does the same thing every time he sees me. Wiggles his butt and dances a whole bunch. And I'm like, what's up, dude?
That's because you're offering him a beer, most likely.
But, you know.
Yeah. You're like, treats? Treats?
One of my favorite mailman in town.
Yeah.
My thing, I'm so excited for this.
Okay.
You guys, I'm so excited. Like, we all have favorite movies in this world.
Right.
One of my top five, like, I will sit down and watch it every time it's on because it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Movie is Coming to America.
Coming to America.
And when he leans out the window in New York and he like yells hi and everybody, that guy goes, F you, buddy.
Oh my God,
yes,
I know.
F you too.
Yes, like, F you too.
Or like when they're in the barber shop. Like right. It's just the greatest. Soul Glow.
I love it.
So if you haven't seen it.
And going to McDonald's for lunch.
Oh my God, it's so good. So if you haven't seen Coming to America, you got to see it because the new one is out. It's coming to the number two America as it's called Straight from Zamunda as now we've got King Hakim coming back. And apparently while he was in Queens chasing around his dream girl, he was messing around on the side because he's got a long lost boy that lives in Queens.
Oh no.
And he's got to find him to become the heir to his throne.
I saw the title,
yeah,
like the tweets and stuff, but I didn't click on the trailer.
Yes. Yeah, so apparently,
what you did not see in the original movie
is he was out and about having a little fun while he was in New York before he met the lady of his dreams. So the trailer's out. Check it out. It's coming out. They believe it's going to be on Prime is where they're going to release it.
Okay.
Since things are weird. March 5th.
Oh, dang.
And
okay.
So super excited. Arsenio Hall's back.
Yeah.
Everybody's back.
Hopefully they pop the original up so we can kind of catch up again real quick, too. Yeah.
The Prime, opening scene of the movie, I have begged my wife to be part of that kind of deal for me. Not happening. You have to watch the movie and know what I'm talking about.
All right. Hey, Corey, have you seen these signs around town? They almost look like little yard signs that say, you got this, or don't give up.
Yes, they're on the way up here to the station.
There's one on 56th Street I saw the other day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is this all about? Well, I finally figured it out. Sue Quakenbush has got this little Facebook group going on here in town. Not little, it's 2,600 people in it already. And it's basically just a safe place to come ask for a prayer or maybe some help or whatever else like this. I guess they assisted a whole bunch of families over Thanksgiving, and now they've got 70 adopted families here. This is local.
Nice.
Here in Lincoln. So,
whoa.
And you can join this group. So
I'm
we need to get
join.
On. Yeah,
I just
right,
clicked
yeah,
it. Join
yeah,
the group.
Yep,
cool.
Join the group right now. So, yeah, get on the Facebook page and go to You Got This and click on this. They have got 70 families there adopting if you want to help out. The Sresco Bank is accepting money for the You Got This fund as well. And they're struggling. These people are struggling thanks to pandemics or other
goodness.
Reasons.
What a wonderful thing.
Great local group and something cool out of social media. So, You Got This. Join it right now today.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I've noticed that's really popular Northeast Lincoln.
Yeah. Seems
because
to be up
I
there.
See I see it mainly Northeast Lincoln. Maybe I'm just missing it in other areas, but I think that's really cool. I wonder if she's from this area.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the busy streets up there. It seems to be where all those signs are all
yeah,
at. But
for sure.
Definitely worth stopping by and getting into that whole deal.
When I wake up, wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Oh, this is the best.
Welcome back into JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, Rob Kelly sitting in for JP for the week. Now, I came across this. Oh, go ahead. What you got?
Shaken, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred.
Oh, my goodness.
A good
there
martini.
Yep. Yep.
Get a martini. I'm excited
good,
for
actually.
That. You know, this pandemic's killing me because I love me some James Bond.
Yeah.
Especially with Daniel Craig, and we didn't get the last one of his.
It's on
we're
hold.
Still
yeah,
waiting.
It's on hold. Also, they're working on that Tom Cruise movie, too, Mission Impossible.
Well, don't worry. We've got a real-life version of it that we're all getting to find out about.
Is this that spy story you're talking about, underpants or something?
This is crazy. So there was a guy back in, I want to say it was like back in August, a guy named Alexei Navalny. He was poisoned back in August. And he was like one of the big like opposition to the government
in Russia.
In Russia, okay.
That name Alexei Navalny or whatever. It sounds
yeah.
Russian. Yeah,
it looks like Navalny.
Whatever.
Alexei.
Russian.
Alexei.
So
Alexei.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
Alexei.
He gets poisoned, almost dies, right?
All right.
Fast forward to that story. Yes. And which everybody's like, oh, you know, this had to be something from Russia. Then you're like, that can't be real. Are there spies in this world? The answer is yes. Wait till you hear this crazy story. So this dude that almost got, that was poisoned and almost died, right?
Right.
Fast forward to a week ago. There is the spy who poisoned him is sitting in a chair in front of somebody that he thinks is part of the Russian government that is debriefing him on, tell me about what happened, how do we go through, you know, what happened to the whole process.
Okay, so this whole, like, jigs up thing, yeah. I'm now going to have to...
So he thinks he's reporting.
Yeah, so he's reporting to
the government.
So he's reporting to his superior how we did this.
He's sitting down at a table, this spy, and he's going to debrief to the government. Here's what happened. Here's what I found out. Here's what worked. Here's what didn't. Yada, yada, yada. He goes through this whole process about how followed this guy around. We slowly poisoned him. We actually, and here's how they did it. They put a powder in his underpants that when he would sweat, in his groin, it would then absorb the powder into his body.
So poisoning by sweaty balls?
Yes!
Yay!
Yes! Yes!
We knew 100%. That was a reason for sweaty.
No, that's 100% what it is. And this guy then, like, absorbed this toxin and was slowly dying because he was being poisoned because of his underpants.
Wow.
The guy even said in the deal that it worked out because, well, this dude didn't change his underpants every few days.
Right.
So, like, he didn't have to keep going back and doing man, talk about getting put on blast. But here's the catch of this.
Okay.
The person he was telling all this to
didn't
actually,
it wasn't actually a superior of his. It was the dude he was poisoning.
He didn't even recognize him?
No.
Wait, so, no, but that makes sense. I'm sure he probably doesn't even know. They're just like, hi, here is the deal. You need to find, go to this room, get these underpants, sprinkle this little powder, and call it good. I'm sure he didn't know.
Get in, get out.
Yeah.
And
but
so
is weird. How
he's actually telling him that this, like, he's talking to the guy that was his target. And this dude then ran out to the papers and revealed all this stuff to the Russian public and the world.
My question
how crazy is this?
My question is, how did that this Alexei, the target with the sweaty balls, like powder pants, man, how did he get by, I'm assuming, security or like people to be in a room with this spy that's trying to dupe him?
I don't know, man.
That is insane. That's the real kicker.
Some serious James Bond stuff going on here.
The photo of the guy who was in charge of putting powder, poison powder into this guy's pants looks exactly like a dude that would have for a living put poison powder in people's underpants.
Yes, he looks like a line cook that took a deal from someone who came into a Waffle House and said, hey, man, I will pay you $500 if you put this powder in this underpants.
Like, you got to go to this guy's room, sneak in, put powder in his underpants, and get any. And we just $500.
He's like $500. Dang, I've been doing this for free for so long.
He's like throwing some vodka.
Throwing
the vodka, and you have a deal.
Oh man,
he's like the vodka.
God, that's insane.
Yeah, what a crazy. I just can't believe that stuff is real.
I'm like, that's
a real thing that happened.
I want to be a real life spy, but my problem is I have no chill whatsoever.
Yeah.
The moment I got headhunted to become a spy, I'd call Liz, like, Liz, oh my God, I got that.
Yes.
They want me to be a spy.
Or you're hiding in the closet waiting to put the powder in the underpants, and all they hear is giggles coming from the closet.
Oh, I'd be farting.
Because you're just excited.
Farts.
Yes.
And, I'd be like, and they'd be like, who's here? And I'm like, no.
You'd be doing a TikTok video when you're doing it as well, putting powder in somebody's underwear.
Coming up next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I'm going to be honest, Rob. I feel like you would be a terrible spy.
I'd be horrible.
You'd be a terrible spy. You'd be a great target, but like...
Thanks. I'm starting to feel a little ill here in my lower regions. I don't know what is this down here? Coriel!
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me. In the morning, this is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix
96.9.
The avocado!
It sounds like Carter Man.
Little kid gets an avocado for Christmas. Man. So happy.
The avocado kid. What a great lesson that the parents have taught that kid to be like, hey, just be excited and happy that you get, you know, anything for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrap up an avocado and give it to him. I love it. But we're talking about the five different gift givers there are for the holiday season. There are five different types According to Psychology Today, here are the types. Find out which one you are, or maybe we'll have to get to this question, though. Are you for or against Christmas lists? That is the ultimate question. But let's dive into the gift givers first, because Nick threw a wrench in this a while ago, and we have to talk about that. The number one type is genuine. A genuine gift giver actually thinks about what you want, something that you would actually find pleasure in, and Christmas is probably their absolute favorite holiday.
Custom to you kind of thing.
They genuinely want you to get something that you would love yourself. They think about it, they spend a lot of time on it, and it's not to make themselves look good. And speaking of that, making themselves look good, that brings us to number two, the status hound, where it's basically all about self-enhancement and like money and power. Look how cool I am for getting to do this cool thing. It's really not about the recipient at all. Mm-hmm.
I need some of those people in my life.
Yeah.
I am missing the, they got me something expensive and cool to make them look good.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I just want whatever that cool thing is that's expensive that you sent me. That sounds great.
I'm in agreement there.
I'm in on that.
Hey, well, there you go. Some people are happy with that. Yeah, that's fine. There's number three, the wolf in sheep's clothing. It's the giver who likes to be thought of as a wonderful gift giver, maybe a genuine gift giver with perfectly wrapped presents and their spirit super genuine, but really low key, they're a status hound. In the end, Christmas is still all about them or, you know, themselves. They're likely to re-gift something.
They're a combination of the previous two.
Yeah, they're a combination. Like, hey, I want you to think I'm really, I'm genuine about this and I really care about you, but also I'm re-gifting this super expensive thing.
I gave that to you. I gave that to you.
Yeah.
I gave that to you.
I'll still take that person on my list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
for
you
want
to give me something expensive, I'm not going to be mad about it.
Number four is the power player, perhaps the worst kind of giver, the one who really knows how to manipulate the symbolic nature of the gift. Like, someone basically who does this to consciously or unconsciously take a jab at you. Like, if you had a family member buy you a jacket that's a little too small, kind of a jab at, like, maybe you're overweight.
Like, hey, fatty, why don't you lose some weight?
Right. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you were a medium. Oh, you're a large now? Oh, my bad.
That's why, that's why I bought Nick antiperspirant.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on really quickly. There are people in this world that will buy a family member a size too small t-shirt.
I know. There are siblings out there that would
fatty
for sure
Bo
do
Batty,
that.
Why don't you get, here's your gym membership suggestion.
See, that's another one. That's gym memberships. Yeah. To be like, oh, here you go. Here's a gym membership.
Case of Slim Fast.
Yeah.
Wow,
or on the other token, it's like family. It's like a, like, think of like a couple financial strain, right? Maybe the dad goes and like behind, you know, his significant other's back buys really expensive gifts.
Yeah.
For the kids, makes the other parent look bad, or maybe they're like, hey,
They keep track, the two parents keep track of individual parents.
Well, especially
in
divorce situations sometimes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes, and sometimes it's like, you can't pay me child support type of thing, but you can spend, $500 on a remote control car.
Those two hate each other, so they're like, whatever.
Yeah, and then the last one is the complainer. The complainer, they're more or less a nuisance, and you can usually drown them out, but they just, they basically have to talk about all the hardships and obstacles and how hard it was to get this gift for you, and I'm glad you like it, but man, it was so busy. I waited in line for an hour to get this. The complainer that wants you to be like, oh wow, thank you so much.
I'm such a jerk, because if that person exists and they're doing that to me, I'm ignoring them and looking at whatever present it is.
Well, we're talking
I don't care.
We were talking about Christmas gifts and lists, and I'm like, hey, I love to give people genuine things for sure, but I do want to know exactly what you want. And Nick, you're not about the Christmas list life at all.
I don't, because I feel like if I'm, if I'm getting gifts for my family members, I know them. I've known them my whole life.
So you're like a genuine gift giver.
I guess. I actually will not get you. I will not get you something on your list. If you put it on the list, it ain't happening.
Like,
I'm just
telling
you, don't give me a list. And then I don't give anybody lists. Like, my family members be like, hey, it's time for Christmas. What would you like? And I'm like, you tell me. You've known me every day. We talk. We are best friends.
See,
tell
I understand I the logic, but I don't
Hook
know.
It up.
I just would rather be like, hey, no, honestly, I want a large case of like a contact solution. I don't know.
They should know you well enough to know Coryell desperately needs this large case of contact solution.
Okay, fair enough.
And we got to get that.
You can weigh in. Are you for or against Christmas lists?
No.
Go to Facebook, KX969. Are you for or against knowing exactly what
list,
people want?
You will not get it from
me. Lists, huh?
No chance.
All right, there you go.
No. No.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, it's not therapy about gifts, but we do have therapy, couples therapy, coming up in just moments on Kix 96.9, one of the best that you voted for. Actually, I think it's our friends returning from Monday.
Oh,
this should be crazy. Kix 96.9. Beer, Sunshine, Darius Rucker, Kix. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show. Getting you going. Rob sitting for JP. Got a winter storm warning in effect for this afternoon. Actually, getting underway here about 9 o'clock or so. Temperature continuing to drop. Couple of inches of snow, 50 to even 60 mile an hour winds. It's going to be nasty today.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
That's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
All right, guys, it's Wednesday. It's that time. Rob Kelly sitting in for JP today. I'm Husker Nick. We've got Coriel over here.
Good morning.
Couples therapy. And as we said before, if you're just getting in, this is a first. On Monday, during Make It Right Monday, we had a gentleman come on the air. He wanted to make it right by his brother-in-law because he pointed out to his brother-in-law that on the day that they had
drinking copious amounts of alcohol.
The day that they told everyone that they were going to have a baby, he and his sister, this man told his brother-in-law, you might want to get a paternity test, and proceeded to drag her name through the mud.
Oh.
We got an email that night from Cassie, who we're bringing into the show now.
I'm so happy.
Which is good, Cassie. I'm going to tell you right now, we were mad at everyone who referred to you as the town bicycle calling in.
Yes, that's so dumb.
That's just mean, I believe, anyways. We're bringing in Cassie. Now, Cassie, how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, thank you, by the way, congrats, for reaching out.
Hey, congrats on the upcoming baby, by the way.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Cassie, we've got, as you know, you asked for you and your brother to come on. Bernie's on hold right now. Say your piece, m'lady.
Yes,
what's going on here?
Fire away.
Yeah, well, I was at work on Monday morning, I'm listening to your show like I always do, and I hear my brother come on. So just imagine how embarrassing it was.
Oh, my God.
Your brother come on the radio, calling you the town bicycle, putting it out there for everybody, saying that I slept around.
Oh my God, that's mortifying.
I had to confront him. This is ridiculous.
So you're so
give him
like
a taste of his own medicine. He's gonna put you on blast like that. We'll put him on blast back.
That's right.
So really quick, just to clear, because we're gonna call our listeners, we're gonna ask our listeners to come on to clarify. Was he lying about anything that he was accusing you of in terms of sleeping around?
Look, sure. Yes, I have cheated on Thomas. We all know that, but
But that's between you guys. Yes, you guys worked it out.
Together, that's our relationship.
Right,
it deals with it.
It's water under the bridge type of thing.
Well, it's just none of my stupid brother's business.
Okay.
Go there.
Okay.
I mean, he's got his own issues, and I'm pretty sure he needs to keep his nose out of my business.
Okay.
He needs to. Yeah.
No. Is he an angel?
No, he's not an angel. He needs to worry about himself. He needs to worry about paying his taxes on time. He needs to worry about not getting fired from his job for stealing every other month.
Whoa!
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure he doesn't need to be worrying about me, and he...
He's got his own issues. All right, well, we have... Burn Dog, Mr. Bernie, your brother.
Let me bring him on here.
On hold. Let's bring him in. All right, Bernie.
Got
to pay your taxes, bro. All right, Bernie, what do you say back? Your sister says you were out of line for telling her husband, your brother-in-law.
It's none of your business, and it was super embarrassing.
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to say good morning, everybody. Y'all been real good about keeping things on the up and up, and I appreciate that. Because when you deal with someone like my sister, you don't always experience that kind of treatment. So I will first of all say I'm totally in the right. I don't care what she says. Tommy is still part of my family. And so, I'm going to treat him with some decorum of respect, if you will. And I believe the truth. And, yeah, maybe I don't always pay my taxes. But guess what? I don't do a lot of things that I should do. So, Just put it on the list, baby. Put it on the list. I don't brush my teeth all the time. A lot of times, I don't even put gas in my car. I just die because I drive it too much. So
I think I know this guy.
Know, I do what I do, okay? And I don't think any of it's immoral. So if you want to talk about things that are truly bad as a person, I feel like Cassie's got me beat on that one. So
I know. Have not slept around in months.
Baby, your family, you know, you're my sister. You're my only sister. I wouldn't trade you for an old dirty sock. But you ride like a Schwinn, and I've heard it from everyone.
Oh!
Okay!
Easy.
Okay. All right.
You tell our family.
No, just own it, baby. Just
tell
Thomas
on the day that we, the happiest day that we're announcing to everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Here, let's ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Go to your corners.
We're tapping in.
Hold on. Here we go. We're coming back in. Go to your corners. So here's what we do. You guys listen to the show. Yes. Yeah, so you guys know how this works. It is couples therapy. We are going to ask our listeners a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the.
Oh, what's that?
Guess what happens next?
Oh, where?
On our station.
Oh, we'll
it's not
it.
Here yet.
Guess
coming
what
up
happens next?
We're going to take your guys' calls and hear from you. What do you guys think?
We want to know, are you Team Cassie? It's none of her brother's business. That was super embarrassing. He was wrong, basically. Or Team Bernie? Someone had to tell the husband. Just tell it like it is.
Yeah,
couples therapy.
Family.
You can call 466-9696 or go to Facebook KX969, Twitter as well. 466-9696.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Kicks 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. When that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Welcome back into Couples Therapy. I'm Husker Nick. Rob Kelly sitting in for JP today, who is on vacation, and it sounds like Coriel, he is so sad. He's missing out.
I'd be very bummed if I were him as well.
Well, if you're just getting into the show, guys, here's what you missed. Bernie from Monday, who was on our Make It Right Monday.
Make It Right Monday.
Wanted to say sorry to his brother-in-law for calling out his sister for maybe needing a paternity test when they announced they were having a kid. Well, his sister brought him on to couples therapy because she wants you guys to tell him if he's in the wrong or if she's in the wrong. Coriel, this has been insane. What does the poll say?
I'm
so far
actually
on Twitter?
Very stumped by this. But okay. According to Twitter, KZKX969, Team Bernie is ahead at 84.2%.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Team Cassie, 15.8%.
So he's
so
right
it's,
for
it's
calling
essentially,
out?
You know, Team Cassie, it's none of her brother's business. That was super embarrassing. I mean, he called and aired her dirty laundry all over the city. Or Team Bernie, someone had to tell her husband and, you know, just tell it like it is. People already knew about the indiscretion, so
also,
why is it a big deal?
Also, long-lost cousin? At Husker Steph tweets the show. I don't know. Maybe my
cool.
long-lost cousin says, week started out with Make It Right Monday. Now this couple's therapy. Sheesh, good gravy. I don't even drink, and I think I need one right now.
Take the edge off or something. On Facebook KX969 also, it looks to be almost split in the middle between Team Cassie and Team Bernie.
Hey, the phones are ringing as well. 402-466-9696. What do you think?
Oh, I was going to put my input in on that wonderful thing.
All right.
Give it to us, lady.
Yeah. Nothing like an input on, a dumpster fire. What do you got?
Well, normally I would take her side. However, I've with another family member, I've kind of seen it on his view. I've seen a family member, I don't know how to put it. I guess I've seen a family member get accused of being the father of kids by multiple different girls.
Several.
And it's just kind of ridiculous. So yeah, I think that the child deserves to know who it belongs to.
Well,
and,
right.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so I guess I'm more so on his side for common sense wise. But yeah, he probably could have chose a better time to say it.
Well, thanks for calling in on that, okay?
You bet.
All right, this is like this is so exciting. Let's bring in Cassie, who emailed the show Monday night, needing to get her brother on here. Bring back on Bernie. Guys, are you still there? Is everything going okay with the two of you?
No,
I
it's
mean,
not.
She's so much
okay, here. Hold on. One at a time. Cassie, you've heard the listeners. You've heard what they had to say. What do you think?
I think that it's baloney, and I think that they are all caught up that, oh, Bernie told him that, you know, that I sleep around or whatever. He knew that already. He didn't have to tell him on the day that we announced, and then he didn't have to put it on the radio for everybody to hear while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
Bernie.
I think people are getting real caught up on the wrong thing and making Bernie into this savior.
Bernie.
Team Cassie, you got me on your team, if it's worth anything. I'm Team Cassie.
All right, Bernie, in your words, do you want to apologize to Schwinn, or do you want to...
To what?
That's what he called her. I think it's a family nickname. I don't know. Jeez, guys.
She says, don't you start.
I'm just kidding.
She's going to come for your kneecaps in the parking lot.
Kidding. I'm so excited for you that you're having a lovely child.
Bernie.
Bernie, how do you feel?
Bernie, tell us how you feel.
Hey, look, I called in on Monday because I wanted to make things right by Tommy. And, you know, Cassie feels like she's sliding too. Then, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way. But at the end of the day, if you keep your operating hours to a bare minimum and just with your husband, this wouldn't be an issue. But instead, you want to go with the 7-Eleven plan and just keep them puppies open all day and all night.
No.
This is on you. Okay, I love you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
See you at Christmas.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Oh, God.
If you guys could set up like a live stream of that Christmas party, I'd appreciate it.
Here,
that.
I'm looking up inflatable sumo wrestler suits.
There
you could take this out back,
well,
I'm
Cassie,
sure.
Bernie, it doesn't sound like we're going to be able to get this figured out, but thank you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for coming on. We love you guys both. And thank you so much. I hope we get this thing figured out. And Cassie, good luck with
yes,
the little one, okay?
Congratulations, yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Did we just watch a
oh my God.
Episode of
I
Ozark?
I think this is like an audio, audio clip of like Jerry Springer.
I need to go take a jog around the block for a minute.
Yeah, no. Here's Matt Stumpkicks. It's a
big old... Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Off to a little bit better editing on those best ofs. Well, that's all right.
Hey, I'm new to this, okay?
I'm not crumbing on you.
That was fun.
That was
easily
a lot of fun.
My favorite two segments of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Easily
insane.
My favorite.
Absolute
and voted by
insanity.
Our fans as the most fun one of all the couples therapies
very
and such
cool.
like that. Coming up here in about 7 minutes, we have got some fun. And Nebraska comes through once again, don't they?
When you hear what our favorite movie is for Christmas, you'll be saying, yippee-ki-yay!
Yeah! Oh,
there we go. Gone, Dirk Bentley, JP Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
It's Christmas Eve in L.A.
California.
Is Daddy coming home soon?
Well, we'll see what Santa and Mommy can do, okay?
A New York cop, John McLean, has come to see his wife.
I missed you.
Instead... He's going to have to save her.
Sit down.
Within this skyscraper high above the city, 12 terrorists have declared war.
They're about to be taught a lesson in the real use of power.
They're as brilliant.
Because I am interested in the $640 million in your vault.
As they are ruthless.
And I'm telling you, you're just going to have to kill me. Okay.
Larry, there we go.
Now. The last thing McLean wants
think
is to be a hero.
Where's Holly? They took her!
Where?
But
I could just listen to this the whole time.
What is he doing?
I mean, are you not in the Christmas mood now? Because I sure
they've
am.
They've already killed one hostage.
This channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Welcome to the Kix Morning Show, where we're just going to play you the entire Die Hard movie.
2.5 minute trailer, yeah.
Might as well. Welcome into the show, JP, Coriel, Husker, Nick, Mornings, Rob Kelly sitting in for JP. Mm-hmm. Tell me you're not excited for Christmas now after hearing that. You should be.
I do want to watch Die Hard, my kids.
Well, so Bro Bible put out this awesome list, and they went through and the most like downloaded watched Christmas movies in every state.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska chimes in with Die Hard as our number one movie. You know what? It just goes to show, Coriel, we get it. Like, we do, get we understand. It around here. Yes.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It is. It's like a great debate, and we squash that debate by just saying, yeah, it's the best one. But around the country, there's a whole bunch of different states with different Christmas movies that they love. How many states off the top of your head, Rob, do you think National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is the number one movie?
Ooh, that's a big one. I'm going to go with probably like 25, maybe half the states.
One. It's South Dakota. That's
wow.
it.
Wow.
How about that?
I'm moving to South Dakota.
How crazy is that?
I figured that one would be a big one all the way around. What's the biggest one?
The one that you see, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is the biggest one. Home Alone is all over the place. The Polar Express is in Missouri. I'm really disappointed that Iowa has Home Alone as theirs. Like, they should have something terrible.
Did Christmas Story make it anywhere? Shoot Your Eye Out, Kid?
I don't see. Oh, it's got to be on here somewhere.
We watched that last
Edward Scissorhands is California.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why that's so perfect. I couldn't tell
you. It says California.
Like, that's just so perfect.
Because you see dudes like that walking around the streets of California all the time, so that's why it fits there.
Up by Michigan, there's It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
That makes depressing. Sense.
Bedford Falls.
What is Prancer?
That's the reindeer movie.
Oh, it's Indiana. Indiana's is
Prancer.
You know what's half the fun of looking at these lists? Looking at the state, the shape of a state, and trying to remember which one that is.
That's why I said Up by Michigan, because I have no idea who that is.
Geography 101. Here we go.
Oh, that's awesome.
I ain't got no clue.
Which one did you bring up? It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah,
no, that's Wisconsin.
Is that Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Bedford Falls. How do you know that?
Because I'm smart.
Man.
It's the state that has all the
bad
cheese and the cows.
New Jersey is it? Wait, no. Wait, who's Bad Santa? I don't know what that state is.
Pennsylvania.
Is that really Pennsylvania?
Rob, this is awesome. All right, Coriel.
I know Florida.
On the left
Texas.
Side of the map, one the one that says Bad Santa. Which one is that?
That one is Nevada.
Yes. All right. What about the one that says Elf above it?
We're doing
Idaho.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my gosh, it's
geography
time.
I don't know
East
Coast stuff.
You walked right into that, by the way.
I did.
Idaho. Right. Yeah,
Idaho.
Yeah, you are.
Idaho.
Yeah, you are.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, we have more remedial geography class coming up. God.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
This isn't Mariah Carey.
No, it's not.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want it for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
We're getting there, I promise.
Yes, we are.
I want for Christmas is food.
Nice. Want some food.
Save.
Oh, boy.
Christmas.
I'm getting so excited now about cooking my Christmas dinner.
I want food right now.
So what's going on with food? What are we talking about?
Well, I'm
going
to ask you, would you eat that?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you like the fanfare of it?
Yeah.
The finger points. Would you eat that? Yes. Okay, so I got three things that have blown my mind in the last 24 hours that look disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'm letting you tell me. But are real.
Could we, instead of would you eat this, will you say, would you put this in your mouth?
Okay. Would you put this in your mouth?
Yeah, there you go.
And
now we're talking.
We start with the first one.
Nice.
Would you eat a python burger?
What's that?
Like literally made out of python.
No, I hate
in
I
Florida
hate snakes.
State officials are currently working to determine if the Burmese python is safe to eat based on mercury levels. If so,
you ever watch Naked and Afraid, man? Eat the snake.
Yeah. Could the end snake. Up on the menu in local restaurants and butcher shops.
Does it have more than like swordfish for mercury?
I don't know.
Because, like, so swordfish, for example, you don't want to be eating swordfish all the time because you'll get mercury poisoning.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
There's certain fish. Yeah, there's certain fish in the sea and apparently snakes on Earth that have so much mercury in them that it's bad for you. But yeah, you don't want to be eating, like, swordfish all the time.
Right. Well, they're trying to figure out if it's okay to eat because they're an invasive species that began appearing in the Everglades in, like, the 1980s, threatening local wildlife. So I suppose this is a way to feed hungry people and get rid of
snake burgers,
python pests. So that's the first one. The second one is a spam Oreo mayo sandwich. McDonald's restaurants in China have a new item on the menu. It's two slices of spam, crushed Oreo cookies, and mayonnaise on a sesame seed
bun. All right, Rob, would you put that in your mouth?
I'd give it a shot.
No chance.
Because at least everything on that list I've had mayonnaise, had Oreos, and I've had spam.
I think it's like a sweet and savory type of spin on it.
So yeah, I'll give that one a shot. The python, no way, but I will do the I'll do the spam and Oreo thing.
Yeah. Check me out on this one too.
Well, this last one, honestly, I think I might try just because the picture of it looks cool, but when I say it out loud, I think I might vomit.
Yeah.
In the UK, there's this thing called the Christmas tinner. Like, instead of a Christmas dinner, it's a Christmas dinner condensed into a Christmas tin can.
We call that beer over here.
Yeah. Pork chop in a can. But they literally layer a Christmas dinner into this tin. Layer one is scrambled egg and bacon.
Yeah, so far so good.
Right. Layer two, two mince pies. Layer three, turkey and potatoes.
Okay.
Layer four, gravy. Layer five, bread sauce. Layer six, cranberry sauce. Seven is Brussels sprouts with stuffing or broccoli with stuffing. Number eight, roast carrots and parsnips. And number nine, Christmas pudding.
That's a big-ass can.
But this isn't like just like the items awesome. Itself. This is literally mashed up. It looks like baby food.
Cool, I'll eat it.
Condensed into it like a whole layer.
Yeah, into a layer. And you just make your way through the layers.
Through the layers, I would do
that. Yeah, I would operate
in
that
form. Or you could be chaotic and like take a sliver off the side and just pop the whole thing in your mouth.
All I know is now I have a new thing I need to buy to put into my bunker. For when I'm trying to prepare for the end of the world.
Yes. That is definitely zombie apocalypse food.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, baby.
There you go.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
I suppose I would put that in my mouth.
Yes. Yeah. Anything comes in a can, Nick is right there, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm in. Yeah,
especially if it's got a pop top on it. Woo! Beer! Never broke hearts. Luke Combs, JP Coriel Husker Nick Morning Show. Nitty Gritty coming up in 6 minutes. Kicks 96.9.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Wake up. Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
The 12 days of Pranksmas in the Luke Bryan and Caroline household are well underway. Thomas Rhett finds a silver lining in a very crazy year. And Dan and Shay does something absolutely amazing for three Nashville families.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Caroline, Luke Bryan's wife, posted a montage of videos for day 10 of her and Luke's 12 days of Pranksmas. The caption says, "Payback. Can't say I didn't deserve it." The video is a montage of a scare blitz. Luke and people scaring Caroline around the house, jumping out around corners, popping up, scaring her, surprising her all over the home.
I always wish I was just not busy enough to be able to come up with all this stuff.
Well, I mean, I guess they're not really
doing anything.
Touring and stuff. Yeah, so it makes sense.
When you're rich, but they do these you don't things have to regardless. Work, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's
like all these celebrities dress up for like these amazing costumes for Halloween and everything. It's like, okay, yeah.
Well, you know, celebrities, they're just like us.
Right, yeah. It's just like us.
They love it. She relentlessly pranks Luke and other family members, so does a really good job. So yeah, she kind of did deserve it. Check it out on our Instagram story, KZKX969. Thomas Rhett has found a silver lining for this crazy year. He says, quote, 2020 has definitely been hard in many ways, especially for a lot of different families who have either lost work or people that have been on the front lines working in hospitals. For us, I think 2020 has had several silver linings. And for me, I think it was going at such a rapid pace that 2020 definitely forced me to slow down. He says he wants to take that mindset into 2021 and essentially learn that he doesn't have to always be hitting the ground running. And Luke Combs even said this halfway through the pandemic, but yet Luke Combs is unstoppable. I don't know. That man has sold his soul to the devil, but Thomas Rhett also agrees for sure. He's also taking a break from social media after backlash from posting those pictures and on a vacation to Cabo. So I don't know. I think it's a nice little learning experience.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So the country music duo Dan and Shay teamed up with Safe Haven Family Shelter in Nashville and Ashley Home Store to provide three families experiencing homelessness with fully furnished starter homes. And since the pair is collaborating with Ashley Home Store, that means obviously the home is fully furnished, but that also means down to the holiday decorations too.
Wow.
So they get a fully furnished home and they are having a better lease on life in a way, and they get the holiday decorations too. So it's just extra festive. And of course they were in the homes like popping up and surprising the families that they were awarding these beautiful projects, and they said it's definitely a life-changing lesson and a big blessing for these people.
Wow.
Yeah. With the nitty-gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Wake up. Wake up.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, guys, it's Wednesday. It's that time. Rob Kelly sitting in for JP today. I'm Husker Nick. We've got Coryell over here.
Good morning.
Couples therapy. And as we said before, if you're just getting in, this is a first. On Monday, during Make It Right Monday, we had a gentleman come on the air. He wanted to make it right by his brother-in-law because he pointed out to his brother-in-law that on the day that they had
decided, drinking copious amounts of alcohol,
the day that they told everyone that they were going to have a baby, he and his sister, this man told his brother-in-law, "You might want to get a paternity test," and proceeded to drag her name through the mud.
Oh.
We got an email that night from Cassie, who we're bringing into the show now.
I'm so happy.
Which is good, Cassie. I'm going to tell you right now, we were mad at everyone who referred to you as the town bicycle calling in.
Yes, that's so dumb.
That's just mean, I believe, anyways. We're bringing in Cassie. Now, Cassie, how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, thank
by the
you
way,
for reaching out.
Hey, congrats on the upcoming baby, by the way.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Cassie, we've got, as you know, you asked for you and your brother to come on. Bernie's on hold right now. Say your piece, m'lady.
Yes,
what's going on here?
Fire away.
Yeah, well, I was at work on Monday morning, I'm listening to your show like I always do, and I hear my brother come on. So just imagine how embarrassing it was.
Oh, my God.
Your brother come on the radio, calling you the town bicycle, putting it out there for everybody, saying that I slept around.
God, that's mortifying.
I had to confront him. This is ridiculous.
So you're so
give him
like
a taste of his own medicine. He's going to put you on blast
right.
like that. We'll put him on blast back.
That's right.
So really quick, just to clear, because we're going to call our listeners, we're going to ask our listeners to come on to clarify. Was he lying about anything that he was accusing you of in terms of sleeping around?
Look, sure. Yes, I have cheated on Thomas. We all know that, but
But that's between you guys.
That out.
Yes,
we
you guys worked
it out. Together. That's our relationship.
Right.
It deals with it.
It's water under the bridge type of thing.
Well, it's just none of my stupid brother's business.
Okay.
I mean, he's got his own issues, and I'm pretty sure he needs to keep his nose out of my business.
Okay.
He needs to,
No, keep
is
going.
He, is
We're
he
here.
An angel?
Go.
Is he an angel?
No, he's not an angel. He needs to worry about himself. He needs to worry about paying his taxes on time. He needs to worry about not getting fired from his job for stealing every other month.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he doesn't need to be worrying about me, and he... I'm pretty sure he needs to
mind his own issues. All right, well, we have Burn Dog, yeah. Mr. Bernie, bring your brother.
Let me bring him on here.
On hold. Let's bring him in. All right, Bernie.
Bernie.
Got to pay your taxes, bro. All right, Bernie, what do you say back? Your sister says you were out of line for telling her husband, your brother-in-law.
It's none of your business, and that, it was super embarrassing.
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to say good morning, everybody. Y'all been real good about keeping things on the up and up, and I appreciate that. Because when you deal with someone like my sister, you don't always experience that kind of treatment. So I will first of all say I'm totally in the right. I don't care what she says. Tommy is still part of my family. And so, you know, I'm going to treat him with some decorum of respect, if you will. And I believe in the truth. And, yeah, maybe I don't always pay my taxes. But guess what? I don't do a lot of things that I should do. So, you know, just put it on the list, baby. Put it on the list. I don't brush my teeth all the time. A lot of times, I don't even put gas in my car. I just die because I drive it too much. So
I think I know this guy.
Know, I do what I do, okay? And I don't think any of it's immoral. So if you want to talk about things that are truly bad as a person, I feel like Cassie's got me beat on that one. So
you know. I have not slept around in months.
Baby, your family, you know, you're my sister. You're my only sister. I wouldn't trade you for an old dirty sock. But you ride like a Schwinn, and I've heard it from everyone.
Oh!
Okay.
Easy.
Okay. All right.
You tell our family.
You know, just own it, baby.
Tell Thomas on the day that we are the happiest day that we're announcing to everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Here, let's ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Go to your corners.
We're tapping in.
Hold on. Here we go. We're coming back in. Go to your corners. So here's what we do. You guys listen to the show. Yes. Yeah, so you guys know how this works. It is couples therapy. We are going to ask our listeners a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the.
Oh, what's that?
Guess what happens next?
Oh, where
on our station?
Oh, we'll
it's not
it.
Here yet.
Guess
coming
what
up
happens next?
We're going to take your guys' calls and hear from you. What do you guys think?
We want to know, are you Team Cassie? It's none of her brother's business. That was super embarrassing. He was wrong, basically. Or Team Bernie? Someone had to tell the husband.
Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
Kicks 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. When that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
That's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Welcome back into couples therapy. I'm Husker Nick. Rob Kelly sitting in for JP today, who is on vacation, and it sounds like Coriel, he is so sad. He's missing out.
I'd be very bummed if I were him as well.
Well, if you're just getting into the show, guys, here's what you missed. Bernie from Monday, who was on our Make It Right Monday.
Make It Right Monday.
Wanted to say sorry to his brother-in-law for calling out his sister for maybe needing a paternity test when they announced they were having a kid. Well, his sister brought him on to couples therapy because she wants you guys to tell him if he's in the wrong or if she's in the wrong. Coriel, this has been insane. What is the poll say?
I'm
so far,
actually
Twitter?
Very stumped by this. But okay. According to Twitter, KZKX969, Team Bernie is ahead at 84.2%.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Team Cassie, 15.8%.
So he's
so
right
it's,
for
it's
calling
essentially,
her out?
You know, Team Cassie, it's none of her brother's business. That was super embarrassing. I mean, he called and aired her dirty laundry all over the city. Or Team Bernie, someone had to tell her husband and, you know, just tell it like it is. People already knew about the indiscretion, so
also,
why is it a big deal?
Also, long lost cousin? At Husker Steph tweets the show. I don't know. Maybe my cool. long-lost cousin says, week started out with Make It Right Monday. Now this couple's therapy. Sheesh, good gravy. I don't even drink, and I think I need one right now.
Take the edge off or something. On Facebook, KX969 also, it looks to be almost split in the middle between Team Cassie and Team Bernie.
And the phones are ringing as well, 402-466-9696. What do you think?
Oh, I was going to put my input in on that wonderful thing.
All right.
Give it to us, lady.
Yeah. Nothing like an input on, a dumpster fire. What do you got?
Well, normally I would take her side. However, I've with another family member, I've kind of seen it on his view. I've seen a family member, I don't know how to put it. I guess I've seen a family member get accused of being the father of kids by multiple different girls.
Several.
And it's just kind of ridiculous. So, yeah, I think that the child deserves to know who it belongs to.
Well, right. And,
ooh, there you go.
You know, so I guess I'm more so on his side for common sense-wise. But, yeah, he probably could have chose a better time to say it.
Well, thanks for calling in on that, okay?
You bet.
All right, this is like my this is so exciting. Let's bring in Cassie, who emailed the show Monday night, needing to get her brother on here. Bring back on Bernie. Guys, are you still there? Is everything going okay with the two of you?
No,
I mean, she's
so much Okay, here. Hold on. One at a time. Cassie, you've heard the listeners. You've heard what they had to say. What do you think?
I think that it's baloney, and I think that they are all caught up that, oh, Bernie told him that, you know, that I sleep around or whatever. He knew that already. He didn't have to tell him on the day that we announced, and then he didn't have to put it on the radio for everybody to hear while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
Bernie.
I think people are getting real caught up on the wrong thing and making Bernie into this savior.
Bernie. Team Cassie, you got me on your team, if it's worth anything. I'm Team Cassie.
All right, Bernie, in your words, do you want to apologize to Schwinn, or do you want to...
To what?
That's what he called her. I think it's a family nickname. I don't know. Jeez, guys.
She says, don't you start. She's going to come for your kneecaps in the parking lot.
Kidding. I'm so excited for you that you're having a lovely child.
Bernie,
how do you feel?
Bernie, tell us how you feel.
Hey, look, I called in on Monday because I wanted to make things right by Tommy. And, you know, Cassie feels like she's slighted too. Then, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way. But
At
the end
crap.
Of the day, if you keep your operating hours to a bare minimum just with your husband, this wouldn't be an issue.
What?
But instead, you want to go with the 7-Eleven plan and just keep them puppies open all day and all night.
No.
This is on
disgusting.
You. Okay, I love you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Christmas.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God.
This is gonna be if you guys could set up like a live stream of that Christmas party, I'd appreciate it.
Here,
that.
I'm looking up inflatable sumo wrestler suits.
There you
can take this out back,
well,
I'm
Cassie,
sure.
Bernie, it doesn't sound like we're going to be able to get this figured out. But thank you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for coming on. We love you guys both. And thank you so much. I hope we get this thing figured out. And Cassie, good luck with the little one.
Congratulations,
okay?
Honestly. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome to the After the Show. I know everyone's very anxious to get back to, a somewhat normal sense of our lifestyle. So with that, we've got some big info on the way in just a few minutes. Yes, we're talking live music this summer. Details in just a minute. Kicks 96.9. I'm Coryell. It's the After the Show. And you may have heard a few minutes ago and throughout the Kicks morning show earlier, some big news coming up. A concert announcement. And I know that seems a little strange, right? But hey, vaccines are on the way. We're looking for a sense of normalcy. And of course, the show must go on at some point in time. So we are pleased to announce some amazing acts coming through this summer at the Seward County Fair. I have on the phone my friend, Zach Giannis of Flexed Industries. Zach, can you go ahead and just like rip off the Band-Aid and tell people what's going on?
Coryell, I know how you like to do it, but if you give me the honors, I'm dang sure going to do it for you.
Yes, do it, by all means.
First of all, we got to thank Seward County Fair Board. They've been Santa's little helpers behind the scenes of everything. And you know, we were going to hold off on announcing this, but a little ray of hope right before Christmas. So we thought, let's go ahead and fire this out. We're going to start off with Rascal Martinez, he's a Nebraska guy. You know him, right?
Right, yes.
So fire him out from Scott's Bluff. Then Brian Milson, he's been at Steamboat Springs. He's a West Texas guy,
right.
Red Dirt player, kind of George Strait theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to get a little more exciting after that, Coryell.
Okay, like what?
I think the last time you and I saw each other at a concert might have been even Flatland Calvary, was it?
Is it Flatland?
It is. You know, and you know what? I tried to tell the Seward County Fair Board that Flatland Calvary would be a great headliner. You know what they told me?
What?
You better do better. Do better.
How?
So I went back to the drawing board is what I did, and we drummed up Parker McCollum.
What? Parker McCollum and Flatland Calvary at the Seward County Fair.
Got it.
Oh, my goodness. This is in August, right?
August 6th. It's going to be a Friday night.
Oh, my. A wild Friday night. That's for sure. Oh, my goodness. And that's coming off of Parker getting a number one under his belt with Pretty Heart. And you know what, Zach? Why don't we give away a pair of tickets on Facebook?
Hey, I'm team. You know me. I'm
all right. Giver. Let's do it. Facebook KX969. Tag your concert buddy. Thank you, Zach.
KX96.9.
Oh, you need gift ideas still? I got you. It's Coryell. This is the Holiday Gift Guide 2020 called This or That. A few options for you in case you're running out of ideas. The theme today, dads. They can be a pain in the rear to buy for in general. So I've got a few ideas for you. Christmas is upon us tomorrow, Christmas Eve day. Christmas Eve and Christmas. It's all happening within like 48 hours. I cannot believe it. I don't know where the time has gone. Time doesn't mean anything in a pandemic. This is insane. But anyways, we'll start with this Chill-O-Matic from Amazon. It's a drink chiller. It's the size of like one of those, the old school pencil sharpeners that you'd like put, you'd plug it in and you'd put it on a desk, right? Well, you fill it with ice and you put in a, you know, a can of something, 12 ounce Pepsi or Coke or whatever, or, you know, a Busch latte. And, basically, it just tumbles around in the ice that you've added to it. And within 60 seconds, it goes from a warm drink to nice and cold and basically ready to bust on into. If you've had a long day, this would be perfect for you. Or dads in general, I feel like, would just love a gadget like this. Dads are all about gadgets. So you're that for this or that is for that dad that loves to hit the green, loves to golf, whether he's good or not. It's an indoor golf putting vent cup, which sounds wordy, but hear me out. The vents that are on the floor, right? You literally pop the vent out and put this vent cup in. On the sides, it's got the vents for your obvious, like, obvious reasons. But the middle is like a hole for your golf balls. So you can putt around the house and work on your short game there. You know what I'm saying? This or that holiday gift guide 2020. Check it out on Twitter, KZKX969.